me, Corey. That's me, Nick, the video guy. It's our first episode of 2025. Corey doesn't really know what we're doing. I haven't told him.
Absolutely no idea.
So he's like in the hot chair right now. But
I think this is the first time that I've ever had it. Absolutely no idea. Yeah. I literally just sat down.
Yeah, we're just... to start by telling the people, how was your Christmas break? Did you actually have a break, or are you still thinking about work?
Yeah, I like this. All right, so we broke, I think, the 19th of December. And it was funny. It was probably the first Christmas break I got off socials completely for, like, I think I ended up pushing a little bit, but it was like 8 and a bit days of just like nothing. I deleted social media off my phone. Got to the point there on like the 6th day where... fucking, yeah, I didn't even, I like pretty much lost my phone. And so it was actually really good. We went away, like me and Tamara and the kids, we went away for about 3 days up to the Sunshine Coast. And then, yeah, it was really nice. We, you know, I wasn't really stressed out at all. But it was actually quite funny. Over the break, I even said this to Tamara as well, was like, I don't know, I like my routine, my day-to-day, like week-to-week sort of routine that I do with work and fitness and just like everything. I like that. And so for me, it's not like I get to the end of the year and I'm like, oh, my God, like I wasn't burnt out like I was in previous years. I wasn't like, oh, my God, I need this break. I sort of just, you know, I sort of did it for everyone else and for the kids. And, you know, it's obviously good for me to do one as well. But yeah, no, it was good. So I definitely was looking back to getting back into routine though. So once once we sort of clicked, I think it was like the 4th or the 5th, I was like, all right, let's go. Yeah, back into it. So
yeah, just for context, the guy's first day back was the 6th, which was Monday. It's now the Wednesday, so the 8th.
Yeah.
I think today. Yeah, yep. So it's literally everyone's just getting back.
Just getting back. Like we still got we held a team meeting on the Monday. I've got another team meeting just with like the lead guys, like, on Thursday. And yeah, I'm going down to Melbourne to do a bit of business stuff down there. And then I come back again with, you know, heaps of ammo and clips and ready to basically rock and roll officially, not officially, but hit the ground running hard next week. So, nice. Yeah, that was the break. So, didn't really do much other than just those 3 days away. That was it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's good. Mm. We did an Instagram video at the end of last year, sort of wrapping up how the year went. But let's give some more depth for the people. How was last year, 2024, actually for you as a person? How was it for Ideal, the content side?
Yeah. So it's funny though, talking about these little wrap-up videos and that, you never really get the full context of it. Like sometimes people just grab little snippets of it. But I guess on this platform, I can elaborate a little bit more in depth how it went. So as you guys are well aware, we didn't launch the podcast or anything like that at the start of the year. It was sort of the year before that. And then, but we got officially moved into our office space and we've basically doubled, I think over double the team size from January to December in that period. And along the way, it was, you know, fuck, it wasn't just a straight linear line upwards. Like there was moments in time where we were questioning the direction. Like there was numerous job roles that were coming, like that I, you know, I originally had on the plate for Kelly and then they changed and then there was other job roles with teams and who's running what and who's doing what and who's stepping up into this. So it was just the whole year was just, you know, we basically just corrected our way along. Like we found the direction that we wanted to go and then we found that there was kinks in it and adjusted accordingly and then just kept moving through it, you know. But the biggest probably thing that I have gained over the last 12 months personally was just the mindset around it. It's something that I literally still, we're sitting here 8th of January 2025 now, something that I still work on day to day. So it's like that's probably the biggest hurdle is just mentally being okay with going into uncharted waters. Like that, you know, the most riskiest place I've ever been. It's I don't, you know, at moments, at points, I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm really relying on the people in and around me to help. When you're first starting out, like, and I guess this is for the guys that are sort of like literally just on their path, or if they've got three guys or four guys, it's like when you're just starting out, you are everything. You're the person. Like, you don't really need to rely on anyone. You can just sort of do everything yourself. You're obviously getting advice from people around you, but you are sort of the main steerer of the ship, where as I've sort of transitioned away, it's now getting to the point now where I'm almost letting people steer where we're going, and I'm just, you know, I have the North Star set. I set where we want to go, and then I'm relying on the people to steer that ship and help me get there. So, and that is worry. Like, that's obviously a worry on my back personally anyway. So
I feel like, just from what I've seen, a lot of other people, when they are starting their business in whatever trade, something a lot of them aim for is like, you know, when can I start employing people so I can take a step back? What was that like for you, where you just said, usually when you're starting out, you do everything, but then you've recently hit that turning point of, now I'm delegating more towards other people?
I think it was like, probably the biggest thing was just as I sort of transitioned. As I sort of transitioned, it was like it came a point in the road where I was like, okay, well, what is the direction that we want to go? Blah, 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 blah. And then there is no, like, everyone runs on this little gold nugget. They're all like, oh, what is the moment you employ someone? Like, what point do you do it? And like, it's like having a baby, I guess, if you want to look at it like that. There is really no fantastic time. Like, it's not, there is really no perfect time. Obviously there's better times than others, but if you're really looking for the perfect time, it's never going to be there. You sort of just need to make the best of the situation that you've got. So if you haven't got an office and you haven't got, you know, you're still sort of working out of the IKEA desk in your room, maybe the first thing would be to, you know, look at getting an official space, whether it's a room with a door or something like that. Like, these are the small little steps along the way that I took. It wasn't just like, okay, I'm going to get an estimator, an admin, I'm going to get like all these people. These are literally the little things. I moved from the IKEA setup into a room, from a room to an actual office at my house. And then it was like, okay, well, what do I need now? I can't be just bringing in external people into my house when I have kids in here. So I don't know. It was just, it's just sort of, you don't really, there was no perfect moment. It was just, I sort of did it as it came, sort of thing.
Yeah, just sort of just small things turn into big things.
Yeah.
And it just ends up being like that.
Yeah, and just being consistent with it. Like, but you will learn, you know, there's probably guys that listen to this that have got much bigger companies and they could probably swallow that pill a little bit better. But for me, yeah, that's something that I like to voice. It's like you have to learn to accept that you won't know everything. You won't, you know. I could go down a rabbit hole of, you know, the profitability, the money maker and all that sort of stuff. But I'm a strong believer in that you, at the start, you don't really, like, it's almost paralysis by analysis. If you're trying to chase the money and you're trying to, you're like, I need to make this much money. It has to be. You're always going to constantly be scared to take that next step, because whether you like it or not, the chicken and the egg don't come at the same time. One has to come before the other.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you employ the people, you then get to a point where, okay, you start to make a little bit of profit. Then you're like, okay, next level now. Let's employ the people again. You're not making the margin that you want, or you might not be making absolutely zilt. You might just be covering everyone. Yeah. But then you need that in place to take you to the next level, you know, and then people will get in the chat right now and then argue that, oh, well, you could just stay at where you're at. And that's fine. People do that. Like, everyone's business is different. Like, for us, that's not my vision. So,
What would you say was like, because everyone talk, or like, from what I've seen, a lot of people always talk about, like, these are my biggest mistakes I made starting out. What would you say was some of the biggest, like, misconceptions from going from like a 1-3 man team to a more established business? Like, was there something where you're like, yeah, that's not how I thought it was going to go?
I think, well, like, looking back at it now, if I was back when I just had an apprentice, yeah. if I looked at, say, someone like myself, I would assume that that guy is earning 10x
yeah.
money. He's living this life. I can fully understand that that's what those people would assume. But the reality is like that is not the case.
Yeah.
You just 10x your overheads. You 10x what you need to pay each week. Like it's not a case that you're just making all this fucking money and it's raining in. You've just taken on a lot more risk and you learn to, along the way, I feel, you just learn to work out ways to manage that mentally. The risk doesn't go away. Like the, you know, that little thing that sits there and stresses you out, that doesn't go. Yeah. It doesn't. We were talking about this on holidays, like in the context of kids,
yeah.
you know. I don't know why I keep going back to this, but it's the same principle when you look at it as business. It's like, you see that someone that's got say 7 or 8 kids, you know, you might have someone that in your family that's got a lot of kids.
It's my family.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So you go up to someone that's got 7 or 8 kids and say they got another one. You look at them and it looks like they handle it pretty easy, right? Nothing fucking changes. The kid doesn't become easier. The world doesn't become easier. They work out ways to manage that. Right, it becomes easier for them. They work out ways for it to become easier. And I guess because we were sitting down and they say, oh, well, you know, I don't know how I would handle, you know, a third or a fourth or a fifth or a sixth. Yeah. The kids don't become easier. They don't just miraculously become, you know, nicer and listen to you more. It's just that you work out ways to deal with it better.
I feel
like you become stronger. And I guess it's the same in business. Like, the issues don't become easier. The problems don't become easier. You just work out yourself. You work out ways to deal with that better than you would if I was, you know, a one-man team with another apprentice. Mm. Those issues are contextual to where I was at.
Yeah.
Like I would have not been able to deal with the issues that I'm dealing with now. It's just along the journey you work out ways to deal with it. It doesn't become easier though.
That's something I always like. Before I got into the whole like business stuff and like self-employment side of stuff, I would always watch like reels of other like you got your homoeses and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
All they talk about is mindset.
Yeah.
And when you're starting, you're like, what the heck does mindset have to do yeah. about anything?
I don't think at the start, and I guess, yeah, like the Alex Homozy, yeah. the, you know, the really successful people that you see, they all push this mindset yeah. thing. And don't get me wrong, I'm pushing it now as well. But I feel like it's all contextual to where you're at in your yeah. journey. When you are just yourself or you've got just your partner or one other guy, the mindset aspect, it plays a part. But for the most part, it really doesn't. It's just a fucking grind, dude. Yeah. It's just a grind. And like as you go along the journey, you learn the mindset aspect and
yeah.
you learn how important that is and how much benefit you can get out of it. Because I feel like for the guys that are just got the one man, like I watched a video the other day of this guy, he's just a one man guy with another guy. And he's like, I need to do this. Like my routine is so fucking strong. I need to fucking do this too. And I'm like, man, your routine is like so structured for you and one other guy. Like, I'm like, I just don't understand how he could even jam pack any more into that
yeah.
to benefit him if he was saying like running a company of like 10,000.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. But then I guess everyone, there's this philosophy of what is it? Be do have, not have be do. What's the,
I
don't
know. Confused my brain.
Yeah. It's so there's a saying that goes, it's like you know, you be the person first, you do what the person does, and then you have what the person has.
Ah, right? So basically fake it till you make it.
Pretty much. So yeah. you become that person.
Yeah.
So you live that lifestyle. You do what they do, and then you will get what they have.
Yeah.
Versus you get what they have, you do what they do, yeah. and then you become that person. So, yeah, I'm sort of... If you yeah. play with those words, it does make sense. I don't know what book yeah. it was that I heard that, but it does make sense. But yeah. it's same thing.
Yeah.
It's contextual to the person,
where you are, yeah.
to where you are. Like, don't go into this, like, reading all these fucking books and doing all these things and, you know, oh, my God, I need to be this thing. Like, man, at the start, it's a grind, dude. Like, it is no other than a grind. You just working like a dog. Like, that's it. And then you learn as you sort of go
along. That's what I've learned a lot talking from you and like a lot of our other podcast guests off camera, is I realized at the start, a lot of them just...
All right, guys, congratulations. You're halfway through this episode. I hope you guys are really enjoying it. But first, I just want to make a special thank you to Ideal Group Australia. Without them, I wouldn't be able to bring this podcast to you. So special thank you. I hope you guys are enjoying it. Buckle in and get ready to listen to the end of this episode.
Didn't give up.
That's
like,
it.
Like, just work hard, obviously improve. But like, they're smart about it and they just... they just lasted a lot longer than other people. Oh,
some guys get, you know, that's for the majority, like the vast majority of guys. But, you know, there's obviously guys that they get handed certain deals. They get, you know, they get in the door with people and all this sort of stuff. But whether you like it or not, there's no way you can really spin it. It's just fucking straight up a grind. It's just work. It's just working 6-7 days a week, and like, no one loves to hear it. Like, no one, everyone's like, oh, I don't want to be doing that. But that's the reality of it. And then obviously as you go along it, and I feel like I did it on, I did a personal post on my Instagram over the break. You know, cause I never shared it on the company one, cause it was a little bit of a personal one. But I've never really been the sort of person to talk about the nitty gritty of the journey and the business and where it's at. And you know, everyone looks at me as baby face and I don't know nothing. And I think the reality to what came to the realization of me at the end of the year was that I feel like I earned my stripe. I feel like I earned something. Like, you know, 90% fail in the first, you know, year to 12 months to 3 years or something, and out of the 90% that out of the 10% that make it, only 10% of that actually see it through to like I think 7 or 8 years out of the businesses that start in Australia. So for me, it was, you know, I'd sort of sat back and I was like, okay, well, I feel like I know something. Like, and that was a realization moment to me where I was like, okay, I'm not just a kid now that, you know, has this thing. I am good at something, and I do, I do know something. So I put up a little thing about the journey and the risk, and ultimately that, you know, no one's going to do it for you, and no one really, including your partner, including your close employees, whatever you want to name it, even your business, if you've got a business partner, like that's different, obviously, but no one really ever truly appreciates the foundation phase of a business, like an actual business. I'm not talking just like your one man team with a laptop and you're just slinging things out of your house. I'm talking like trying to build something sustainable for other people to feed off as well. So say, for instance, you've got a company of 40 to 50 people and they got kids and people are actually like coming to your business, like that's their life. You know, that's how they put food on the table. You know, I'm not, that's a whole nother mindset thing that I have been battled this year as well. So yeah, I basically just said that it's, you know, the foundation laying phase of a business, that substantial part, is it's so unrewarding and, you know, unfulfilling that, you know, no one really appreciates it. Like, no one's going to come across to you and pat you on the back. You did real well this year. Like, you know, it was great. Like, they might, like, you might get a handshake here and there, but hey, that's like, you know, this much. Like, if you're doing it for that, don't get me wrong, there's heaps of people that have got a supportive families and that, you know. But yeah, for the most part, the day in, the day out, the 99% of the other time, hey, there's no reward. There's no one patting you on the back. And that goes for the people, even with partners and that. Like, it, you know, kudos to Tamara, like my wife. She sees it all as well. But at the same token, like, she would be the first one to tell you that, like, she doesn't know all the ins and outs either. And that's for a reason, because there's so many moving parts. And then the other thing that I was talking about too is delayed gratification. I touched on that in the thing, is like, everyone punches on about delayed gratification. And I think when I sat down, I think it was the 30th of December, you know, no, I'm not going to open up my private Instagram to the public, but I put up this I put up the thing and I just basically said, like, you know, I truly understood, I understand now what delayed gratification actually means. And I feel like I can sit there and actually say that, yes, I know, like, I did delayed gratification, because it took me 7 years to lay the foundation of what we have right now. That didn't just happen. And that's not to scare anyone about, like, oh my God, I want to start my own thing. Don't get me wrong, I enjoyed it. The 7 years went like that. It wasn't that it was a fucking, yes, it was a grind, but it wasn't like I was like, oh my God. It literally, I blinked my eyes and it was there. I enjoyed the ride, but it's 7 years to lay that foundation. That's how long it took me to learn along the way, to get the mindset, to get the people, to get the space, to get the clients, to build the reputation, build the culture. Like, it's taken me that long to really lay that and solidify that with confidence as well, to stand there and say, I did, like, that's now the foundation of what we are to build off going into 2025, 2026, another 10 more years, you know. And then, yeah, I'm rambling on right now, but it's like, these are the things that I have realized over the last 12 months. And now, going off our little video, this is labeling me to really deep dive in it for you guys. And it's the other thing that I put in there as well is that, you know, everyone says that you don't make any money in the first 5 years.
Yeah.
I've now come to realize that that's actually false. I feel like it's actually in the first 10.
Yeah.
If you really think about it, I believe, knowing what I know now, it's in the first 10. If you last the first 10 and you're still around substantially, like with team, you'll succeed, right? And I think even in business, if you do it in the first 10, that's so fast. There's guys out there that grind for tens and tens of years, right? You hear about all the stories, the guy that started KFC and you know, he did it when he was 70, McDonald's, you know what I mean? Like, you hear about all these success stories. These guys don't hit success until they're 60, 70, 80, you know what I mean? But everyone thinks it happens so fast. So that's why I came to the realization that delayed gratification is real and you do need to have that. It's not a fucking 3-month transformation. It's not about how fast you can go from, you know, one person to 30 people. Like, it's not about the speed on what you do it. It's just like you need to set yourself targets. And we did that. And we hit those targets last year. And now that I know that the foundation is set going into 2025, our only job now is basically just to go up, just leverage everything through the fucking roof.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I feel like there's like a few important points you touched on there, but especially for people starting out, everyone's like trying to do it as fast as they can, because there's nothing wrong about that. Obviously you want to hustle as hard, but I also feel like longevity, how long you can keep doing it for, is also really important. It's like, I'm sure it's the same in your world, but even in the content world, like, there's so many people who will come, get a viral hit, get super massive, and then in the next 3 months, you don't hear about them anymore.
Or they automatically have link in bio, sign up to my course. Like, don't get me wrong, those people that catch those waves, hey, they can do what they want. Yeah. Like, you see it all the time. We literally sit around and talk about it all the time. It just takes out one time, and then boom, they get that wave. And they leverage on that and they just keep going. And that's fine. Like, each to their own. But I feel like if you're trying to chase that, you're inevitably going to burn out.
Yeah.
Like, if you're just trying to get that, if it's like, oh, I need to go viral, I need to go viral, I need to consistently just keep going, like, you're going to burn out. Like, you have to enjoy what you're doing. Like, I think it was you or Nathan or something I was talking about. All these guys out there that have massive social followings, that live their life, that you know, the Lambos and the fucking down the Gold Coast, and they're all the influence. Right, these guys have been doing it for like 5 years, 10 years, fucking, like, even before that, they were fucking around on YouTube. Like, that's what they do. They were doing it for fucking so long. Yeah. It's not like they just picked up a camera. And yes, I know that some people have done it. They've picked it up, the camera, they put up one video, they've got 100,000 followers overnight. Right?
There's always outliers.
Exactly. Yeah. But there's also businesses out there that the 0.0001% of them come up with a business idea, they sell it, and boom, they make $60 million bucks. So, but that is the fucking like, literally the 0.0001% of people, and you just can't compare, like, to that.
So I think what you said, just you actually got to enjoy it and know why you're doing it to keep going for the long run.
Yeah, and enjoy it too. Like, yeah, enjoy the, you know, whatever you decide to do, enjoy it. Like, for me, I enjoy what I do. That's why I just enjoy, like, the hustle, the grind.
Yeah, why would you put in all this work if you don't enjoy it?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, someone asked me the other day, like, at what point would you say enough is enough? Like, not enough is enough, but at what point would you... It was literally a question that I think a family, like one of my cousins, someone asked me over the break. It was like, at what point would you get to a business to the point where you're like, okay, I'm done?
Yeah.
It's like, I can't answer that. Like, I don't have an end goal. I think I enjoy business. Like, yeah. I'd be like that, you know, that Simon Beard guy, you know, you exit for 600 million and then all of a sudden you find yourself in another business doing something. You know, I think that's just me. Like, I love to exit for 600 million? 100%. But like, nice. I feel like that's the dog in you. It's like, you just love to be in the game regardless of the dollar figure. Like, obviously we're all doing it to put food on the table for our family and provide. Yeah. But at the end of the day, you could give me fucking $1 billion. I'd sit on the beach for about 3 weeks. And then after that, I'd be like, okay, what's fucking the next thing that I can stress about or get into or do this or do that? Like, you want to be in that fucking pressure cooker. You want to be able to be stretched. It's no fun just going through it, no risk. Like, it's no fun.
Yeah.
You want to be able to be like, oh, fuck, is this going to work out or not? Like, it's almost like gambling a little bit. You know, you want to dabble in that and be like, ooh, are we going to see it through? And then it pays off and you're like, yes, it works. Like, you know, if you're just going through life or going through the business and it's just so easy and so cruisy, I feel like that's fucking boring. Like, it's not so enjoyable to me.
It's boring.
You know, I want the grind. I want to be able to do something and be like, oh, yep, it worked. All right, what's the next thing now? You know? So, but yeah.
Yeah, talking about the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
What's the 2025 plans?
Oh, yeah. So, 2025 plans for business-related stuff. So, for us... our biggest thing this year, number one, is we're pushing our revenue up.
Mm.
We want to basically, you know, 3x our revenue. To give it any context for anyone that's listening, I'm not going to run through the numbers and analytics of it all, but basically contractually we've already signed up more work than we did all of last year as it is before, you know, and we're fucking Jan 8. So I can definitely see us being able to do that, and I feel like, not that we need to, but I definitely feel like that's going to come organic. It has to, like the direction that we're going. So that's the top. We want to lean further into the culture of the company and the guys that we have. And obviously, you know, it goes hand in hand. This goes back to the chicken and egg situation. For us to get to that 3x rev, that's going to entail everyone, including you, Bree, the guys, we're going to have to do more, and means I'm going to have to bring in more resources, meaning staff, and that's on my radar. You know, we were sitting down road mapping that. You know, technically I'd have to be bringing on at least 1 to 2 people a month as it is. So, you know, that's obviously my job and something that I have to fucking do. So, yeah, that's sort of the business goal, I think. As I said, last year was the foundation year for us. This year is for us all to just knuckle down now and just leverage it and push. Yeah, because now we've got a stopping point now. We've got something that we can actually fall back on. You know, now there is, like before, we had to break through that fucking surface. We were trying to find ourselves, find the guys, everything. And now we've broken through. We just need to go for it. Mm. So, you know, it's about risking it all again and putting our balls on the line and hoping for the best, and let's just see where we end up in 12 months. You know, I'm not going to sit here and ramble on about the vision of the business, but like I briefly touched on that at the team day, but like I want to come for the guy. Like I want to come for, you know, everyone.
Yeah.
You know, I've got, you know, it's not me got an endeavor out for anyone, but I just feel like we've got the capacity and the love for the game, and you know, if not, like, why not us? Like, yeah, you know, there's a lot of guys in and around Brisbane that have done real well. I feel like we are no different. So, and we've got a lot to offer. So, yeah, that's the goals for the business.
Yeah, something you always touch on whenever you do talk about expanding the business, you always like talk about the importance of culture, of how all the guys are around each other. And that wasn't something I really understood, like I didn't fully understand until recently. Because, yeah, you do see a lot of other trades, like no shirt, playing, doing whatever while smoking, eating while working.
Yeah.
And it's like only now my understanding, oh, wow, yeah, like having pride of where you work for, what you do is like, it is important to grow.
It's massive. Like, you know, that Simon Fowler, he said it perfectly. I seen a video one day, he said it absolutely perfectly and it clicked. It's like culture is earned in drips but lost in buckets. You earn it in drips. So the drips are uniforms, team days, constantly injecting the guys with weekly memos. That's the drips. You lose it in buckets with, right, like bad employees and all that sort of stuff. So that, like, it's always a passion of mine, and I drill that. I don't just, you know, I don't just preach it to on socials or anything like that. Like, for you guys that listen and see our socials, like, that is like this march of like how much we actually do. Like, we do care about the guys that want to work for us, and we do want to do more. And I want us to be like one of the best companies in Brisbane to work for culture. Like, I want the guys to rave on about us, to like, that's what I want. And it's earned in drips. And the only way to do it is you have to rely, and it goes back to the guys. I'm relying on the guys that I employ that are out there in the field representing us day in and day out to push that.
So what's you obviously don't have to share everything, but what's some personal goals? Because I remember last year you're talking more about like training, maybe getting into CrossFit.
So I'll share. Like, it's I'll do his one better. I'll put it up on I'll pull my list up.
Here we go. At the next Hyrox or
No, it's very simple, very simple. So my personal goals for 2025, I want to continue to be healthy and fitter. I want to be more present at home with my wife and my kids. I want to basically, we've got a big trip planned this year. It's been 2 years in the making. So before anyone eventually hears about us going away, like, nothing is impulsive. We plan, we fucking save just like everyone else. I'm not out here just living off endless money. So it'd be 2 years in the making, this trip. So we're going away at the end of the year. So I'd love to do that stress-free. And as a business owner as well, a lot of you guys that are business owners, small or large, you guys all understand that when you leave, it's a stressful time. It's a stressful time because you don't know who's in charge. You know, what are you going to come back to? And for me, if I can go away and come back and the business wheels are still running, we're still winning jobs, we're still doing X, Y, and Z, that is going to be a monumental moment for me, like, personally, because I'm going to be like, okay, I've actually now built something that can...
Yeah, you've like built a business, not just a job for yourself.
Exactly. Like, in that, so, you know, my job from now till then is to basically get that in motion. So I'm excited for that, but I'm nervous for that. So that's one of the big things. And the other thing, is we want to move out of this office space and buy our own office rather than lease. So, you guys will be along for the journey of that. And if we do get it, I've got a lot of other things listed in here that I'd love to do with that space to create hype and content and all that sort of stuff. So, healthier, purchase the office space, travel to America stress-free, and be more present for my family.
I love it. That's super simple, easy to remember.
That's it. Clear, I haven't got, everyone loves to do vision boards and that sort of stuff, and I've done one. But for me, it's just, if I can do those four things by the end of the year, that's huge. That's huge for me.
Yeah, nice.
So, obviously amongst all the other company stuff that comes. So, that's it. So, no Hyrox, no competing, no nothing. Just healthier and fitter, and that's it.
Oh, yeah, that's simple. That's pretty much all I had planned for this episode, just first episode back, reflecting on last year, sharing plans about the coming year.
Yeah. No, it's going to be like a very good year for us.
Yeah.
I would list 2024 as our foundational year. Mm. On the years that are ahead, in 10 years time or whatever, I will always look back at that year and go, that was the year that we broke through. So yeah, Nick's gonna, you know, he's got a big job this year, and we're hoping to bring you guys along for the ride, for the whole thing, and new guests, better guests. We want to really, really increase our quality of guests on here and the space and how we produce this. And but hey, that's all a journey on its own.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, big year 2025. I know everyone always says that. Everywhere you fucking look, every company says the same thing: biggest year to date. But as I said, I've never really been much of a guy to preach it. I'll just show it.
Yeah.
So when we sit back at the end of the year, I'll let the proof is in the pudding. I'll let that talk for itself. Mm.
Sweet. If you have nothing else to say,
that's it.
Sweet. I guess
you can sign it off. Yeah.
I guess you can catch us next Monday, not in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So we are switching to every week on Monday now.
Yeah.
So yeah. A lot more coming.
That's from another thing that we've done. Yeah. 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 So yeah, Nick he'll release some stuff on socials about that. But yep. So
that's sweet. That's us.
Yeah. Done. Cheers.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to this week's episode. If something hit home for you, it would mean the absolute world to us if you could like and share this podcast with someone else that would benefit from it. Tune into next week's episode, as this will be one that you don't want to miss.